This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in for Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And this next piece is about, well, sex and one of our best known sex therapists.
We're going to talk about a new play, Dr. Ruth All the Way in the Berkshires.
That's right. The well-known psychosexual therapist, Dr. Ruth Westheimer, is the subject of a new one-woman play, which opens tomorrow night at the Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield. As we heard, it's called Dr. Ruth All the Way. It stars Deborah Jo Rupp, best known for her role on the hit TV series That 70s Show.
Oh, you got it. I'm so sorry I couldn't be there with you today, but I have some lines to learn.
But Deborah Jo Rupp did join us by phone from the Berkshires, and Dr. Ruth joined us from NPR in New York, and she couldn't wait to start talking about the play.
Let me tell you something right away. I saw the play already 7 times. I'm going up again. When Deborah Jo Rupp plays me, I pinch myself and I say, Ruth Westheimer, keep quiet. You are not on stage.
You think it's you up there.
I think it's me up there. But I have not interrupted. I kept very quiet.
What did you initially think when you were approached about turning your life into a play like this?
The first thing is when I went to see Freud's Last Session, written by Marc Saint Germain. And when I heard he wants to write a play about me, I said, no. The next day we met, 2 minutes after I talked to him, don't tell his wife. I said, go ahead and do it.
I actually want to ask Deborah Jo what it was like to become Dr. Ruth on the stage, the accent, the walk,
all of this.
I
got a call from Marc Saint Germain, and he had approached me a couple of years previous saying, I'd love to write something for you. Think of a person. I couldn't think of anyone. And he said, I've got it. I'm going to write a one-woman show, Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And I went, what? He said, yeah, Dr. Ruth. And I said, no, what? The sex woman? I said, oh, Mark, no, I'm not your girl for that.
How did he convince you to do it?
Okay, so then he says to me, okay, did you know that she was a sniper in the Israeli army? And I went, okay, see, now that I can do. Okay, I'm in.
Dr. Ruth, I was interested to learn about your very interesting background because I only knew you as the sex therapist as well, but you've got such a rich life story. You were born in Germany, sent to a children's home in Switzerland to escape the Nazis, and then, yeah, this amazing chapter in Israel where you served as a Jewish freedom fighter. I mean, what a life you've had.
Yeah, I'm 84. But I never thought that this would happen in my lifetime, that I'm going to watch Deborah Jo Rupp play me beautifully.
Mm. Well, let's listen to a clip from the show. It's a nice joke about the Talmud. Let's listen to this.
The Talmud says a husband owes his wife sexual satisfaction. It even specifies a timetable for sexual union. For wealthy men, intercourse every day. For working men, twice a week. For donkey drivers, once a week. For camel drivers, once every 30 days. For sailors, once every 6 months. I told my daughter, don't ever marry a sailor.
Don't marry a sailor. Deborah Jo, tell me what it was like learning the accent, the walk, the appearance, all that.
Well, the accent was a nightmare, quite frankly, because she does not come from... Her dialect is not one land. It's several. She's a combo of French, Hebrew, German, and it's just all, it's just unique thing. Of course, that would be the person I have to play. And then her walk, because we're both short people, we have a very similar walk. I don't know, for some reason, I never knew this, but I'm beginning to realize that short people march. They just march everywhere. That's how they get around.
That's great. Dr. Ruth, I have a question for you, and this is about your work. You've always talked about your work as helping people to become sexually literate. And let me play a clip from the Dr. Ruth show. I'm not sure exactly when this is from, but I think it's from a while ago. Let's listen.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to tell him that the main thing for you, Joan, is to have an orgasm, and it doesn't matter if it is through oral or, you know, with a hand, or maybe with his nose. It doesn't matter. with what it is being brought about.
All right.
Okay?
Okay. So, doctors, I actually have a serious question about this. It's a terrific clip. But when you started this work, we lived in a society in which frank conversation about sex probably was relatively rare. How are we doing these days? How are people more sexually literate than before?
I still get the same questions about sexual satisfaction, about masturbation. However, people are much more explicit. And then the wonderful thing across this great country, people are more sexually literate. Women have heard the message that I say that a woman has to take the responsibility for her own sexual satisfaction, that even the best lover, even Anthony Brooks, even a lover who would train, cannot guess what she needs. So we still have plenty of work to do, but we are, there's no question, we are much more sexually literate. There are less premature ejaculation among men because we talk so much more about it. We write books about it. I'm not the only one. But when they did the title, Deborah Jo Rabnaustad, they didn't run the title by me. And I open Hollywood Reporter and I read Dr. Ruth - All the Way. I blushed.
Did not know that.
I did not know the title. They forgot to run it by me.
Oh.
I blushed. So to answer your question, Anthony, there is still some blushing to be done in the area of sexual endeavor. But I like the title because that's what I talk about.
Well, indeed. And speaking of blushing, Deborah Jo Rupp, Dr. Ruth just made me blush, but we're on the radio, so you can't see it. But I wanted to ask you, Deborah Jo, did any of this role make you blush? I mean, did some of these lines that you have to say, did they make you go, I just can't do that, or not?
No, I didn't. And actually, I think that I am one of those women that learned from Dr. Ruth.
Right.
So, yeah, I can talk about things. I think what most happened was I learned stuff I never knew. I just went, oh, and that was fascinating to me.
And Dr. Ruth, let me ask you the same question. Was there something about this play that even surprised you or that you learned from or that you didn't know about yourself?
Well, I have to tell you what became very clear. I'm one of the few who survived the Holocaust. I was sent to Switzerland to an orphanage, and the rest of my family did not make it. What became very clear to me because of Deborah is that one of the obligations that I have is to make a dent in society, to repair the world, because I was spared and I'm alive, while 1.5 million German Jewish children were killed. The other thing I learned from the play, I'm a psychologist and I have always said that the early socialization, the early education of children at home is the important one. For example, I was in Frankfurt am Main in a loving family, Orthodox Jewish, an only child, two parents, a grandmother. And I had a lot of love and a lot of learning and a good school. And that has carried me throughout all of the other big problems. Now, of course, Anthony, it makes me also a little bit almost cry.
Sure.
But then she right away, she has a way of putting it into that mode of humor. Because as I say in the Talmud, it says, a lesson taught with humor is a lesson retained. And she does that superbly well. Now, Anthony,
yes,
you have an obligation to come to Pittsfield. I'm paying for your ticket.
I'm not sure I can accept that, but I would love to come, Dr. Ruth.
Anthony?
Yes.
Because of you and NPR, I tell you another secret.
Okay.
I think it will come eventually to New York. But first, I need you all to come to Pittsfield.
Well, you heard it. You heard it right from the source. That's Dr. Ruth Westheimer. Dr. Ruth, thank you so much for speaking to us today. We're very grateful.
Anthony, I will talk to you again.
All right. That's the well-known psychosexual therapist, Dr. Ruth Westheimer, who joined us from NPR in New York. And Deborah Jo Rupp plays the title role in Dr. Ruth All the Way. Deborah Jo Rupp, thank you very much.
Thank you, Anthony. You see how I don't really have to get a word in? Because she does it all for me. I mean, she does it very well.
Anthony?
Yes, I'm still here, Doctor.
Are you still blushing?
I'm not sure. Dr. Ruth All the Way opens tomorrow night and runs through October 7th at the Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.